Blog Talk Radio.
The traveler crossed the West Texas desert, moving south, until the river stopped him. The Mexico mountains filled the sky across the river as he sat and rested with the stone, feeling the sun warm his skin. He closed his eyes once again with his thoughts. He cried out to the heavens, "Why am I here? What is this calling I feel? Why has my path led me here?" The questions flowed. Visions of the road leading to the Chisos Mountains in the east filled his mind. Feelings called him there. Thoughts of the mountain were interrupted by a new vision this time, one unlike any before. The traveler opened his eyes, focused, then closed them again. Open, closed. The sight was the same.
This is Suzanne Toro, and I want to thank you for joining us today, and we have arrived. Tonight, we have a special guest with us, Pramod. He is in the state of Orissa in India, and we're going to start our conversation and dialogue with connecting with a theme that many of us are facing today, is one that has caused us to reflect on where we are in our lives and to stand in a truth and to learn about ourselves and make some choices that will lead us through these times that might have appeared to be very trying and difficult. What I'm hoping to share, and I know Pramod will shed some beautiful light on this, is that we are being given this opportunity to stand in our truth and deliver a world that we all want to live in. This past few weeks, I've been on a journey, and I felt the calling to return to Hopi land in northern Arizona, and a place that I'm connected to on a soul level. My journey there always seems to have many twists and turns. However, this time it was a reminder that It is time. It's time. This is the hour for all of us to stand up and do what we promised we would do when we got here. And if you're unsure, take this moment, take some time to connect to yourselves. So before we dive in with Pramod, I want to share with you a message from the elders from Hopi. Some of you might be familiar with it, but I think it's a timely message to revisit. We are the ones we have been waiting for. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. Here are the things that must be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know our garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel like they are being torn apart, and they will suffer greatly. No, the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off toward the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. See who is there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lonely wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and vocabulary. All that we do know must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for. This is from the elders in Hopi Nation. And I don't think it could be put any more eloquently that we right now are being afforded a choice, and it is everyone's choice in this world to decide what they want to choose. Now, I'd like to welcome in Pramod. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And
good evening.
Good evening, good morning. And I want to, before we dive in, I promised Adri, she's listening in Costa Rica with Erica, so thank you guys for tuning in, since we seem to have a couple of locations around the globe tapping in. Pramod, I would like you to share, after hearing what I just read to everyone, a reflection from the East. As you mentioned, you're on the far east of India, and here I sit in the West. So if you could provide a mirror of these words to our listeners, I think it would be really beautiful for you to share.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, everybody. And well, to start from where you ended, the message from the Hopis and everything that's related to every person's life at this moment of time, you know, being true to one's purpose, being true to one's soul's calling, to be aware of where one is with respect to the place there and the relationships there in, and all those aspects that makes them the true dumb, like what makes you Suzanne, what makes me Pramod, what makes Blue, what makes the color red, you know. It has been a beautiful journey, you know, right from the start, in reflection to every person's journey, where we took birth in this world, opened our eyes to two beautiful people whom we see as parents, and then the process started. People coming in and out, pictures dancing before our eyes, as you go from one level to another. Many of them who have had this journey, whether it would have been filled with mysteries or experiences, whichever extreme or balanced. Every person has a story. Every person has a journey. Every person has experiences that's different from everybody else, but yet carry a code or a path which converges at a place where, when you reflect back to everything that you've gone through, it feels the same. Like the white light with all its seven colors, you know. When all these colors converge at a point, you see only the white. That's what we are coming in at this point, where many converge at this point to a reflection of this knowing that why did we come here? What's our purpose? Is life all about, you know, going to the office, doing stuff that we were asked to do, do the same stuff all over again and again, and yet when you come back home to find an emptiness, what is that emptiness? And what can be done at this point of time, in this merging of dimensions, in this present time, which is universally called as, the moment that many cosmic births have come finally to converge at a point. If you go and look at anything that's around us, whether it's the media, whether it's the written stuff we have, religious texts, or realities, real experiences that people are going through, there is essentially a part of something that's being flown away, something that's dying out, something that's that has completed its purpose and is now receding to the background. There is a feeling of a new vibration in there, a new thing where the soul is still a little bit jittery about taking the first step. It's like a new path to a very beautiful world, something that feels like a dream, a fantasy. But with all respects, this dream, this portal to a new world, a new journey inside our own self, is a thing that has been blessed with us, to every human being. And on a global level, that moment has arrived now. There will be things that will not be worked out as has been worked out in the past. There will be small windows opening to a better perspective, something that for every soul can be a little bit chaotic and at the same time a sense of a newfound freedom. We all are going through certain moments where we feel like, what should we do next? You know, listen to the heart or listen to what's happening around us, you know. So at that point of time, you know, the way to delve into this is to really dive into that heart presence, the little voice that you have heard and you continuously hear, but which we normally procrastinate for a better day. That day is today, that day is now. Because now it's so intense that every minute, every time you put it for a better day or a better tomorrow, you feel that resistance, that pain, that feeling of being blocked more and more. It's like on a universal level, whether it's energies, whether it's experiences that everybody's going through, whether there's people coming to you, people appearing like anything, or things leaving off you like anything. These are all messages. These are all messages from the universal soul, from the universal consciousness, which has always guided us all the time. And now this present moment of time, it's really time to get over what timetables and plans we have put for us in the past. Start it all anew with a firm faith in, you know, that message of the heart, that feeling that one has always carried, and start in that road. Yeah, Suzanne, that's how I would, you know, decipher this whole message. I mean, this would be an introductory note for this journey that we're going in.
Yes, and I think touching on two things that you said, you know, one, people that are facing an emptiness, they're feeling a void. It's something that I'm hearing a lot in the people that I work with one-on-one and even face within myself, where you go through these ups and downs and these feeling these pulls and pushes, because we as a collective community are expanding and contracting rather rapidly right now. Even if you can't articulate it or even have an understanding of it, more than likely people that are listening can identify that they've been experiencing some kind of, whether it's like intense anxiety, fear, knowing that they should be making some choices and moving in different directions, but they don't know how. So I think the big clue and reminder that I love that you just gave was one, to listen to your heart. And that's a big leap for a lot of people. We're trained, you know, I think in the East and the West, to listen to our intellect a lot and to listen to the chatter. And how you talk so eloquently, Pramod, bringing your awareness to your heart center is really important during these times, and breathing through the emotions that might be swirling through your heart center, and it releases the thought. So, and the one other thing that I think on the journey, this past journey to Hopi land, I witnessed in this time, you know, there's so many parables and stories from all different aspects of the world, religions, communities and tribes, and they talk about this age, you know, the coming of the Messiah. And on my journey, having the opportunity to meet a young man that has been identified as a Lama from Tibet, a reincarnated Lama, and I was reflecting on that, you know, that a lot of people are having this connection to either a prophecy or, you know, Christ consciousness or the Messiah, and they're connecting to that identification within themselves. And, you know, in the past, we're conditioned to think, or we've been trained to think, that that is a person held up on a pedestal, and we are not that. But I watch all these people connecting with their highest self, their truth. And the power I see around that is that if we all connect to that, that story that is ingrained in us, that is seated in us, we have the potential to really transform, you know, how we perceive the world and how we move through it. Pramod, I think you've always shared really nicely, even with myself, connecting with the aspects of self. So if you can just share a little bit more with the listeners on how they can connect to their heart center, but also to those aspects, you know, of the Messiah, to the Christ consciousness within themselves, and what they can do with that to empower their life.
Okay.
I know, well, no tall order.
Yeah. the secret behind connecting to the heart is just a very simple one. That's be the child you are, you know. when you talk about religious texts, you know, I'm from India, and we're a bunch of very religious people, you know. We go to the temples, do our worship, come back home. I think we take the name of God more than we take the name of our father and mother every day, you know. You know, that's how deep we are with respect to religion, with respect to the values that we hold. And that's very true to different parts of the world, whether it's the West, whether it's Christianity or the Muslim religion or the Hinduism. Religious texts, in its own way, its purpose was to align the listeners or align the public, align every person who reads it or listens to it to a particular message which is weaved through stories. The magic of storytelling has always been very, very popular with us since our childhood days, from the days of the fairies and the unicorns to, you know, to the recent steps we took in understanding about messiahs, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's the blue star from native Indians, whether it's Krishna or Mahabharata in India. Everything has a purpose. Every little thing has a purpose. And the purpose of this religious text was to bring to the listeners a deeper understanding of a truth which would be otherwise difficult if it would not have had weaved through stories. Stories, in a way, inspires our imagination, and in a way it connects us deeper to the chords of the heart and the soul. It's a way of letting the ones go underneath the layers and get in touch with that core truth which is being broadcasted through that particular religious text. If you go through every religious text, there has been a messiah, there has been a messenger, there has been one who has always come together with this message of love, to love oneself, to see the same love in others, to live as a family, to live as a one being, one family, one soul. What has happened in the years, in the past years, is when every time a messiah or a messenger has come. Now I want to talk about this word, messenger. In times of chaos and unrest with respect to a universal law of consciousness, this is a gift given to humanity in every you know, passage of time, in every cycles, where the responsibility of the one is to come and to connect the public or the humanity or everybody to that deeper understanding that we came here with, but which we forgot through the ups and downs of what we call the 3D dimensional life, you know, the material life, this dual concept of life that we see here, where everything seems so separate, everything seems so different to what we had once held so innocently in our heart. Look into the eyes of a kid, a newborn child, and you'll feel God there. You'll feel the light of the Spirit there. To look into everything through the eyes of a child is what would bring out the necessary information that would be required to not only feel the beauty that we are gifted with on this ozone dimension, but also to go deeper and ground ourselves to the knowledge of who we are as an individual. The biggest responsibility of all our messiahs, whether it was Jesus Christ, whether it was Krishna, whether it was all other manifestations, one very particular aspect that I usually talk about is Mother Teresa. She was one who in her human life on earth brought that example of serenity, service, and love, which could have been only possible by listening to the core heart, the core message of the heart, and to follow it. It's as simple as that, just to listen to it, just to be aware of it, just to do what comes first, what you feel first in your heart. You know, what happens usually in this earthly life is we are so affected by rules, things that we need to do, things we term as responsibilities. But if we are also only aware, if we can only be aware of this thing, that life on earth is just a play, a divine play, and to play it like a kid, not thinking about tomorrow, not thinking about the future, but the moment, living in the moment, doing what you feel you should do, not being affected by the rules of the game or the rules that's been programmed by this 3D matrix. To live in the heart is to live like a child. And if you can return back to the time when you were a child, when you were so innocent, when you did not know the heat of the fire or the beauty of the butterflies, when you were so new to everything that you wanted to test and experience it all, that is what is being a child means. Being so beautiful, and that that feeling of innocence and that feeling of finding and experiencing the beauty around us through the heart. That's what being a child means.
And I think everyone can relate to that, being a child and taking the moment to really jump back to that time in our life when we had that freedom. And if you weren't afforded that freedom, now's the time to give yourself that freedom to play. Yep. And I can see by our very vast conversation that we're going to have to do a second episode because now down to 1 minute left. And so what I would just love to do is just ask everyone that's listening in to take a deep breath into their heart and just connect to your silence, your peace, and then remember a time where you just laughed so hard that you connected with this just rumble inside of you. And if you can take that away with you today as you decide if you want to let go of the shore and float down the river, if you want to keep holding on, just think of that child, what the child would do. And Pramod, I want to thank you for diving in on total spontaneity with me on this. And this is the first of many conversations that Pramod and I will be having. And thank you, Pramod, for being here as a guide to help so many people reconnect with their voice inside.
Oh, Suzanne, this is, I'm just trying to share what I have gone through, and what I have learned or understood, And this aspect is so large that, one thing connects to the other. It's, everything is related. You know, it's like if you start from one drop.
I think we got cut off.
Drops you need to really. Okay.
Oh, maybe it's still going.
Yeah,
keep
it's still
saying,
going.
Is it? Okay, keep okay. talking. I'm sorry. They cut
yeah.
us off live, but we're still recording. So keep going.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, this journey has many, many tangents. One thing I would like to say is that words can never express the fullest beauty of the soul. But words, the only way the words can help is to ignite what has been left unignited since your childhood days, or since the days when you were young, to get back to what we have kept aside, and those priorities which we have taken forward to come to this moment of time, and to have understood that everybody needs to come full circle, and then only they can find their path back home, back to the same innocence, back to the same serenity that one has been born with, that inner brilliance of that God presence that we all carry in our heart.
Nice.
The most beautiful message that Jesus left, you know, in his incarnation on this earth was, you know, look inside. And when you look inside, you see a beauty that can never be challenged, that can never be compared to anything that you see outside. What we see inside is the same that we see outside. What happens in, happens out. What as above, so below. That's what I would like to be as the concluding remarks of this conversation. So,
thank
it's been
you.
Beautiful to have been in your presence and have been in the presence of all these ones who are listening right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here with me, and this is fun. So we're going to be like two kids and have a little bit more fun in the near future. So
sure.
I'm going to sign out, and then I'm going to reconnect with you momentarily. But thank you again, Pramod, for joining us today and sharing your history and the history of the things that you've learned along the way to help others just let go during this beautiful time of great transition and celebration. So thank you.
Yeah. Much love. Much love from India.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste. Ciao, ciao. Love you.
Ciao, ciao. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.